The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
I'm guessing a really cold Rolien Marx. That's the question. How cold are you today, Rolien?
Do you really want to know? I'm sitting at my desk in several layers, a blanket, a hot water bottle, and a heater.
Wow, to that extent. Raul was kind of explaining earlier that Israeli homes are not built for the cold. Those balatot, those tiles, just radiate the cold into the very essence of your being. So I can imagine just how cold you are.
And it is currently 8 degrees and raining here in Modi Inn, and of course colder in Jerusalem and other parts of the country like the north, where it has already started to snow.
Wowie zowie. So Rena Ackerman wrote in a little earlier saying she hopes that there's no fear for loss of life. What are they saying about Elpis?
Okay, so we are bracing for Elpis, and just as an aside, you know, one of the concerns is for the homeless, but the welfare ministry announced today that they will be bringing all the homeless into hotels free of charge. Wow. They will cover the costs so that no person is without a roof over their heads during this storm. People in Jerusalem, residents there, have been advised not to leave their homes, to remain indoors, to only leave their homes if absolutely necessary. So far, no signs of snow here in Modi Inn, but we are quite high, so it wouldn't surprise me if we do get a few flurries. I don't expect snow for places like Tel Aviv, Herzliya, Ra'anana, but probably a lot of rain, a lot of stormy weather, a lot of flood-related conditions. So we're bracing for it, and expect pictures of Jerusalem in the snow coming to a social media platform near you.
Yeah, I can already see the kids building snowmen and how good those pictures are going to be. Let's move on to this important issue. Tomorrow is Holocaust Remembrance Day. UN chief decries anti-Semitism. The right words are being said, it looks like.
The right words are being said, but what is the United Nations going to do? You know, this is always the interesting conversation we have when it comes to the United Nations and anti-Semitism. There seems to be an inability to piece together the absolute obsessive focus on Israel and divorce that from rising anti-Semitism. So the United Nations chief, Antonio Guterres, who was addressing Park East Synagogue last night, says that he is very, very concerned about the resurgence of the oldest form of hate, which is anti-Semitism, and says that people need to stand firm against hate and bigotry anywhere and everywhere. He says he's very concerned that many, many adults around the world, barely half the amount of adults in the world, have heard of the Holocaust, understand what the Holocaust is. And he says he's even more concerned about the younger generations who have no idea what the Holocaust was, what it entailed. And he welcomed the resolution adopted at the United Nations last week. We spoke about it on Thursday, the 80th anniversary of the Wannsee Conference, but it really is incumbent on you, Simon, on me, on our listeners listening. We are the next generation to bear witness, and we'll have to take the stories of survivors through to the next generation. It's an absolute imperative. It's not something that can be left to movies on television or schools. We also have to play our very, very important role in educating the next generations. And as we're talking about this, I'm sure many people are wondering how many survivors we have left in Israel. So some stats were released today by the Social Equality Ministry, and we know that there are 165,800 survivors in Israel. About 15,324 passed away during 2021, which shows you that it's calculated that at a rate of 42 fatalities per day, we lose our precious, our cherished survivors. The last eyewitness, or the last eyewitnesses that can give first-hand accounts. at least 950 of our survivors have reached the grand age of 100, and 60% of our survivors are women. But, you know, we cannot underscore this or speak about it, how important this is every single day. We need to be the bearers of witness and educate our future generations.
Well, we did discuss it earlier the week, but it's just such an important topic. So here we've got the UN chief decrying anti-Semitism, unanimous votes taken yesterday against anti-Semitism, and yet the UN itself having on various bodies Israel listed as the only permanent agenda item. I mean, is there cognitive dissonance going on? How can they not see that what they are doing is feeding the anti-Semitic beast?
Well, this is it. This is this cognitive dissonance that's going on. I mean, the permanent task force that you refer to, we are referring to it as the Pillay pogrom, because it is this obsessive hatred of Israel. There is a push from Israel's mission to the United Nations, headed by Ambassador Gilad Erdan, to try and get the United Nations to adopt the IRA definition of anti-Semitism, where it clearly states, if you have an issue with Israeli policy, you can criticize it. It's what we do in Israel. Israel is a democracy. But you cannot say, as many of these resolutions aim, that Israel has no right to exist as the nation state of the Jewish people. You cannot continue to employ the 3 D's of anti-Semitism. This is Natan Sharansky's definition of anti-Semitism: demonization, delegitimization, and double standards. Double standards probably being one of the biggest issues that we face in an international body like the United Nations. You don't have to be anti-Israel to be pro-Palestinian. You don't have to be anti-Palestinian to be pro-Israel. Yeah. You don't have to agree with all the policies of the Israeli government. You know, this is a democracy. We are allowed to do this. You are allowed to hate the actions of certain Israelis, or you're allowed to disagree with some of the views of other Israel supporters. You are allowed to love Palestinians, but you are not allowed to say that Jews do not deserve a country of their own, that Israel has no right to exist, that Israel should be wiped off the face of the earth, that Israel is a cancer, and this obsessive hatred that we see, whether it's in the United Nations, on social media, or here in the media, against Israel.
And then, kind of not exactly surprising that according to a survey, a majority of Israelis see a bleak future for Europe's Jews.
Well, this follows the survey or the study done by the World Zionist Organization and Jewish Agency for Israel that determined that 2021 was the most anti-Semitic year in over a decade. We now have another poll conducted, or a survey by Hebrew University that surveyed 1,000 Jewish and Arab results, and including the Arab Israelis, who said that there is a concern for the safety of Jews in Europe. What is very interesting is how the polls were divided. Arab Israelis rank Poland and then Germany as the most anti-Semitic country. Secular Jews ranked France as the most anti-Semitic country. And Haredi Jews ranked Germany as the most anti-Semitic country. But it's a damning indictment on Europe and real concerns about the future of Jews in Europe.
Raylene Marks, we're going to leave it there. I hope you get warm. I hope this cold, freezing weather passes you by, and I hope there's no serious incidents. Stay warm, stay well, and we'll chat again tomorrow.
Absolutely, we will.